Ah, you're here. I'm impressed by your timekeeping. I hope that I will be equally impressed by your behavior in the course of our conversation. Please, take a seat next to me on the chaise lounge. Just place that album on the side table for me. Thank you. Now, as a governess, I have always believed in getting swiftly to the point. I've been speaking to your mother about an incident she witnessed this morning involving you and Betsy. Ah, I see that mention of the housemaid's name causes you a certain amount of embarrassment. And why is that? Are you going to tell me? No? In that case, let me set out what your mother relayed to me. She said that she ascended to the servants' quarters to speak to Betsy about some alterations to her duties for the day. As she turned into the passage where Betsy's room is, she saw you. You, however, did not see her. Given what you were doing, this is perhaps not surprising. Would you like to tell me what your mother saw? No? Well, she observed you on your knees, peeking through the keyhole into Betsy's room. She only had a few seconds to take in the scene before something seemed to disturb you and you scurried off. Is that a fair account of what happened? Look at me, young man. Are you nodding? Is that what happened? Well, thank you for being so honest with me. Your mother and I agreed that if you were honest and acknowledged what you had done, then there would be no question of punishment. However, your actions are not inconsequential. For a gentleman to behave in such a disrespectful way towards an innocent, loyal family servant, well, it is simply not acceptable. Now, I don't know if this is the first time you have spied on Betsy, or whether you have given in to your baser instincts on a number of occasions, nor do I know what you saw through the keyhole, but I do know that it will not happen again. Do you understand? As an educated and broad-minded woman, I am aware that men, especially young virile men like you, have very powerful instincts. Instincts urging you to seek out the fairer sex. Instincts which drove you to do what you did this morning. And there is nothing intrinsically wrong with this. After all, without these urges, human beings would cease to procreate. But you need to channel your desires more appropriately. So your mother and I have decided that I, as the family governess, am best placed to provide guidance in this area. Now, hand me that album, would you? This is a collection of postcards, but not the sort you're familiar with, I'm sure. Your mother confiscated it from Hodges when she found him showing it to the cook. Do you remember Hodges, the gardener? A low character who is no longer in the employ of this family, thank goodness. She didn't destroy it. I think she anticipated that it could be deployed for educational purposes at some point. And she was right. We will use these images to begin your process of education. Used appropriately, they will help to keep your urges in check so that you don't pester Betsy or any of the other female servants. Now I'm going to lay the album out across our laps like this, and we will inspect it together. Oh my, my. What do we have here? Oh, my dear, you look shocked. What could have caused such a response, Is it the fact that all these postcards feature pretty ladies? Is that it, No, it's not that, is it? After all, you've seen plenty of pretty ladies, haven't you? I think the reason why you're staring so intently and squirming a little in your seat is that you've never seen ladies behaving like this. You just don't know where to look, do you? This page is overflowing with naked breasts, a torrent of titties, a bonanza of bosoms. I mean, look at this cheeky young minx, for instance. Her rather large breasts have popped out of her corset, and she's leaning towards us, cupping those lovely, creamy orbs in her hands. It's almost as if she's offering her nipples to us. I expect you're salivating at the prospect of taking those heavy bubbies and feeding the stiff teats into your mouth and sucking on them, aren't you? What a naughty boy you are. Betsy's bosoms are rather lovely, aren't they? Did you catch a glimpse of them through the keyhole? They're not quite as big as mine, of course. I am rather more mature, after all. But remember, Betsy's busty, bouncy bosoms are out of bounds for you, young man. From now on, every time you feel the urge to peek in on her, you will be able to turn to these pages instead, using them for the purposes for which they were intended. There's plenty to enjoy here. Shall we see what delights are in store for us on the next page? Gosh, a veritable feast of bottoms. Such a naughty assemblage. And all so different. Lovely, big, fleshy arses, delightfully pert derrieres. There really is nothing quite as stimulating to the amatory appetites of a woman showing you off her behind. Would you agree?
Betsy has a very nice bottom, doesn't she? When you peeked in on her, did you see it? Was she lying asleep amongst disheveled sheets with her nightdress pulled up and her cheeky bottom displayed for you?
But we don't need to think about Betsy's bottom, do we? Not with this gorgeous array before us. Indulge me, please. Which of these is your favorite? Which of these perfect posteriors would you like to have fun with? Can you point it out for me? Oh my. You like the bottom of the lady on all fours. Her back arched, her skirt bunched up over her hips, her undergarments lowered to her knees. And the way she's looking at us, that naughty, brazen smile, it's as if she's saying, come on then, I'm waiting. And what do you think she's waiting for exactly?
Shall I tell you what I think she's waiting for? She's waiting for you to kneel behind her and to take her broad white cheeks in your hands.
Frankly, I think she's inviting you to fondle her bottom. I'd expect you very much like to do that, to stroke it and squeeze it. To push her cheeks tightly together, then pull them apart so you can see into this smooth, mysterious furrow. Simply delightful. But you wouldn't stop there, would you? That lovely, round, fleshy bottom is like an enormous ripe fruit, isn't it? A sweet, ripe fruit, ready for picking, ready for eating. Imagine that. Imagine placing your face between those delicious cheeks and kissing all along that crack. Breathing in her musky, womanly scent. Imagine licking and nuzzling that glorious peachy rump. How scrumptious. But you wouldn't stop there, would you? A bottom like that so provocatively on show is crying out for some juicy, jiggly contact with a stiff male member. Are you in possession of such an object by any chance? Shall we check? I'll set aside the album for a moment. Oh my, I do believe that all these naughty pictures have had the effect I was hoping for. There is certainly something happening down there. Do you often find yourself in this condition?
This morning, for instance, as you peeked at Betsy, did you have a stiff, hard penis?
Well, whether you did or not is no longer of any consequence. What matters is that these pictures have had the desired effect. I now wish you to take this album to your room, and from now on, every time you feel the urge to behave reprehensibly towards any member of this household, you can distract yourself with this album of delights. It will add a whole new dimension to your self-indulgence. Oh, my dear, you look puzzled. You do know what I'm recommending, do you not? I intend for you to masturbate to these pictures. What? You've never masturbated? You don't know how to do it? Oh, my dear. No wonder you've been drawn to spying on the servants. Your mother and I assumed that we simply needed to add spice to your masturbatory adventures by providing you with visual stimulus. We believed that this would be enough to keep your voyeuristic tendencies in check. But it seems that you are more frustrated than we could have imagined. Well, we cannot let this sorry state of affairs continue for a moment longer. Slip down those trousers and undergarments. That's it. And come and snuggle up against me. I have a small vial of olive oil here. Hold out your hand and I'll drip a little onto it. There we go. Now rub the oil all over your penis. That's it. So it's all nice and slippery. And make a tube of your thumb and fingers and move it up and down your penis. That's right. Does it feel nice? You are simply using your hand to stimulate the sensations of coitus. and at the pinnacle of your pleasure, you will release your vital fluids. That's why I need you to place this napkin over your belly here, like so. That's it. Up and down, up and down. And I'm going to take the album and hold it open for you to the page of bottoms. Gosh, that's making your penis twitch, isn't it? And you seem to be speeding up a little. Is something about to happen? Is your penis beginning to tingle nicely as you approach your climax? I'm sure it is. I think you're about to experience a wonderful, delicious release. It must be very exciting looking at these pictures. Just think what pleasure you would feel rubbing your slippery penis on those warm, fleshy cushions. Or are you perhaps imagining something more? Are you delighting in the thought of separating a pair of those cheeks and slipping your stiff cock into a slippery, welcoming cunny?
Imagine your penis in the soft embrace of a woman's most secret place. Imagine the delightful jiggles and ripples of the flesh on her thighs and bottom cheeks as you fuck into her, and her little cries of pleasure as she receives your stiff manhood so willingly.
The prospect of that is making you speed up, isn't it? You're going to come, aren't you? You're going to come for these pictures. Oh, my dear, you have a simply wonderful penis. So sturdy and virile. Would you like me to touch it? Will you let my hand take the place of yours? Like so? Oh my goodness, you are so hard and smooth and slippery. And such adorable little moans when I rub you up and down like this, moving ever faster and faster as your breathing speeds up and your legs tremble and you buck and thrust into my hand.
Is it nice? Is it the nicest, most exquisite thing you've ever felt?
Oh, yes, that's it. That's it. Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, good boy. Look at those lovely spurts and squirts all over the napkin. Good boy. And more squirts. Well done. I'm so proud of you. Your first proper cum. That was splendid fun, wasn't it? Coming to a book of naughty pictures while your governess holds your penis. Now, from now on, I expect to hear no more reports that you've been bothering the servants. You know exactly what to do when the urge for sexual release overtakes you. I'm sure you will grow very fond of this album. Oh, and should you require a little company on your explorations, well, you know where to find me.